Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Thursday. Thanks to our audience, as always, for joining us. And just a reminder, Steve, to the Steve Harvey Nation, Jamaica is declared a disaster area, okay? And the cleanup now begins. Disaster relief from the U.S. to Jamaica is delayed. Guess why? Because of the government shutdown. But several private organizations, thank God, are mobilizing to send relief after Hurricane Melissa. Now, if you yourself want to donate, please go to redcross.org. That's redcross.org. All right, and you can help the people in Jamaica. They certainly needed some devastation.
Yeah. And you know what? That kind of leads to my closing remarks, too, because I just want to remind people, look, we have to be considerate of one another. The government is not coming. That cavalry is not coming over the hill. But for us, it never has it? When the last time you can count on the government for anything? And government is supposed to be for the people, but it's not that way at all. The government is for two-party system to exist. And for those two parties to validate their existence, they have to destroy the other party. And that's all I'm watching them do. The Republicans are talking about what the Democrats ain't, and the Democrats is talking about what the Republicans ain't. The Republicans is mad because the Democrats won't do this, and the Democrats is mad because the Republicans won't do that. Well, and so then they sit up there and don't nobody do nothing. So we, as the common man, we have to be considerate. Now, the government is on shutdown, so there's nothing going to be happening for Jamaica. But if you can, if at all possible, your small contribution can make a difference. See, a dollar to you is water and something to eat to somebody else. You know, we just have to be considerate of one another. You know, the Bible is full of that. You know, it's amazing how we forget that. You remember you grow up, you're in Sunday school, and you learn, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do you know that still applies, don't you? That you should do unto other people as you would have them do unto you. So don't be surprised when that actually works out that way. So let me give you an example. Let's say you on the air, you on a podcast, radio show, you on a TV appearance, whatever, and you decide to take that opportunity to talk about some people. Well, when that turns around and the talk becomes about you, do you not understand that doing unto others as you would have them do unto you, that has to come into effect? You can't be steadily bringing somebody down and don't expect to get bought down. That's not how this works. But at the same time, there's a positive element to this too. If you are in the uplift business, you will forever be uplifted. If you are in the kindness business, kind things will happen to you. If you are a just person, just things will happen to you, even when they plan evil against you. And all of you know what that is. Do you know how many of you have had people plot evil against you? I mean, people you don't even know. Just want to use your name or your situation to talk about it, to belittle you, to make you feel less than. And then here you go, you win anyway. Because you ain't that type of person. Because you just held your ground and you kept living your life. Look, you can't stop what somebody else do just because you know them. I know a lot of people that done wrong. But because I know them, that don't mean that I'm wrong. I have some friends who have made some serious mistakes. Now, we still friends, but I got to distance myself, too, because I got a brand to take care of. See, people tell me, no, you got to keep it real. No, you don't. You got to keep it moving. You can't do real stuff that prohibits you from keeping it moving. Y'all getting this thing twisted, man. You know, okay, now we're on to something else now. When God elevates you, remember this, he elevates you. You can't take everybody with you. My daddy used to say something to me all the time. He said, son, everybody come with you, can't go with you. And y'all got to be aware of that, because when God takes you to a certain level, you can't take everybody with you because they not ready for that level. If you take them to that level that God has taken you to, they going to mess you up. They going to mess you up. I remember one example, man. I had a corporate gig at an insurance company. I took one of my homeboys to the corporate picnic. Biggest mistake I ever made in my life. I'm over there playing frisbee, and all of a sudden I hear pow. I turn around, my supervisor on the ground. I walk over there, the dude I brought with me standing over him with the bat. He done hit him in the back with the bat. God, everybody come with you, can't go with you. Just remember, God takes you to places that he has prepared for you. If he'd have prepared the place for them, he'd have took them there. It ain't your job to take everybody with you. Everybody come with you, can't go with you. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But sometimes you got to leave people where they are, because they're going to mess you up where you at. Leave them where they are before they mess you up where you at. Those are my closing remarks today. They was all over the place, but then that's what I felt like saying today. Talk to God today. He'd absolutely love to hear from you. Please don't call me.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.